Keisha, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So I really could use some advice from... I'd love to hear from teachers. I'd love to hear from parents. I thought I had it all figured out, y'all.
It sounds like something big's going on.
I know. You said you might have to leave, and does that mean that doesn't mean forever? That just means for a minute.
Yeah. No, okay. I can't leave forever. I got bills.
Okay.
Today's Dean's first day of kindergarten.
Oh.
And I never intended on being there. And the really cool thing is, Dean hasn't asked me to be there.
Okay.
My wife, on the other hand, kind of said last night, I really wish you could be there. Do you think you can do that? Like, and I'm like, well, I could, because in theory, Roy and Loren, absolutely 100%, Nicole could do the show without any one of us. That's the great thing about being a three-person show.
Right.
100%.
Now, we're 100% when we're all together. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. I hate when Roy's not here. Right. I hate when Loren's not here. You guys hate when I'm not here.
Right. Oh. We hate when you're not here.
Yeah, I love you guys. But seriously, like, is the first day of kindergarten something I should be at for Dean today?
Now, yes. I don't have a kid, so let me just ask, is this important because it's public school and it's not the daycare pre-K stuff? Is that why this is so important? Because it's the first day of public school?
It's the first day of his, like, scholastic career for 12 more years. That's my thought, yes.
Because he has been to daycare.
He's been to daycare.
Okay. So, but this is the first real moment of true school.
Yeah. You know, he's going into kindergarten. And
were you there for the daycare and pre-K stuff?
I went to his graduation, remember? Left in the 9 o'clock hour in May, but... You know, he knows that I can't be there because of my job, but Amanda's like, I really wish you could be there. And
but
I'm
you
like,
really
I really could. I do live 30 minutes away without traffic, though.
Oh,
I got to go back to Waxhaw.
Yeah, but you're going, like, everyone's coming uptown to go to work. You're going the right way.
That's true, but coming back, I won't be back till like 10.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
I'll pick up food and stuff.
bring some snacks.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please. I don't know what to do.
I personally think you should go. I think not only is it a big moment in your son's life, but I think that it's hard. It's going to be hard on me as a mom to drop cash off at his first day of school. And it would be nice for you to be there not only to support Dean, but to support your wife, too, because I'm sure it'll be a hard moment for her.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's talk with Natalia.
Natalia, hi.
Natalia.
You should go.
I should?
You should go. I am a teacher myself. It may not mean anything to you, and I'm not saying that it doesn't, but that's a big milestone. It's a big difference between daycare and kindergarten. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's awesome?
I'm telling you that, but he will forever remember that, especially when someone takes pictures. You will always have that.
And nowadays, everyone does that chalkboard thing.
Thanks, Natalia. Yeah, Amanda's got that plan, and she's like, I really wish you were going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a nice surprise. But then do I go for the first day of, like, does it become a thing?
Like, yeah, are you going to have to be, like, first day of first grade, first day of second grade?
Because I know somebody in radio who is always takes off for the first day of their kid's school.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do, I mean... I chose this career. I chose a career where I'm not there in the morning. Uh-huh. I love doing morning radio. I love waking everybody up. But, you know, here is the first. It's a milestone.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. I don't know. I thought I had it figured out.
This is Robin
Sharma. Year by year.
Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. So, I think that it's not so much about support for your son. I think it's more support for Amanda. I think it's like something that she really wants to enjoy as an experience with you. And I feel that maybe it's a genuine part of your relationship to be able to experience together. And then I'd rather play it safe than sorry to where you go and experience it versus later on you say, you know what, I really hate that I missed that.
That's true.
Have you ever, because have you ever been in a situation where, like, you're like, you know what, I don't really need to do this, or I don't have to do this, but later on you're like, gosh, I really wish I had done it.
Yeah, and I didn't think about that, Rob. That's a good point. Thanks for calling. I didn't think about that until, like, really on my way in this morning.
Yeah, that shoulda, woulda, coulda.
More people are on hold. Thank you guys for your advice. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we can chat with some more people.
Wait.
Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
If you're just joining the show, it's me, Maney. Hi. Maybe you're new to the show. I am married with two kids. I got a newborn and I got a 5-year-old who's having kindergarten today. It's his first day. And I thought I had it all figured out, Roy. I thought I can't be there. Amanda will send pictures. Maybe I'll FaceTime with her.
Right.
Driving into work today, though, I was thinking, Amanda said to me last night, I really wish you can be there. I'm like, I just wasn't planning on it. But now everybody's texting and calling and saying, go, Maney, go.
Yeah.
Be part of this.
Seems like a big moment to me.
And she's probably hinting at the fact, like hoping that you'll just make the decision, but she probably really does want you there.
Yeah. Well, here's an 8-year-old, you guys.
All right. Hi, Josiah.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think? What do you think Maney should do?
I think he should go because it's important to me as a kid, and it's important to his kid probably too.
Yeah.
And I love it when my dad comes to see me on the first day of school.
Right in the fields. If you don't leave right now, Maney, I'm going to start crying and I might leave.
we'll go to your son's first day of school for you.
Like, if that doesn't make you want to bolt out of this door right now, I do not know what will.
You got tears out of Loren, Josiah. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh.
Brian from Statesville, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Are you a dad, Brian?
Yeah, I got 4 kids. And listen, dude, like, don't sweat it. It's you do not have to be there for the first day.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, hold on. Here's an expert dad who knows what it's like. So,
he's got 4 kids.
So, did you go for your 4 kids?
No. I went for the first one, and that was, like, it was all I could do. Like, there's going to be, you know, pictures. There's going to be all that stuff. You know, you'll see it. Trust me. It'll be on Facebook, you know. I mean, the first day is, like, it's kind of a big deal, but it's not really, like, dude, I wouldn't worry about it. Don't sweat it.
So, Brian, you went for the first one. And you were like, "I'm good. I've seen enough."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's nothing special. I mean, my first one didn't even let us walk him into school. Like,
yeah, but Dean will. My son will. You know.
Yeah, I mean, but dude, it's not really a big deal. I mean, the kid's not even going to remember it.
Oh, Dean will remember it. Dean is like 4 going on 14.
I don't remember my first day of school. I don't remember what my parents did.
Didn't your mom and dad walk you into senior year of high school?
No.
Oh.
No.
He doesn't remember that either, though.
First day of community college.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's interesting, dude. See, like, because that's the first that we're hearing the other side of it. I mean, do you have a job? The great thing, like we said, I have a job. I have the ability to let Roy and Loren take the wheel. For, you know, a good hour and a half while I'm gone. Did you have that kind of job where you could get up and just go do it, or is your job preventing you from doing it?
No, so at the time when I first went to kindergarten, I had a job where I was up at 5 a.m. and out the door by 6, and, you know, obviously they went to school after 7, and so I was not there and I couldn't leave. But, I mean, listen, she's got this, your wife, that's what she does, man. I mean, you know, you go to work and you're on the show and we hear you on the radio, and she, you know, you do that, and she takes care of the kids, man. That's how it works.
Well, I mean, Amanda's got a career, too. It's not like she's just home for her to be on Maney's beck and call here.
Maybe she could take her apron off. I mean, my gosh. All right, Brian, thanks for the input, dude. I got to make a decision here because time's ticking. Thanks, bro.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right, that's Brian.
Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in. Text messages are pouring in.
I was going to say, the text messages say you should go. I'm a single dad, and it's only once in your life. You'll see it, but you won't feel it unless you go. They're all...
Not only did 8-year-old Josiah hit us in the feels, but then we got a text message from someone who said, I'm a dad who works 2 jobs, and I don't have the ability to ever go. Mm-hmm. So on the behalf of everybody who can't be there, go do it for us.
I'm a little surprised, by the way, we got her no. Like, don't go.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. If Amanda's done dusting and vacuuming and cleaning the kitchen, Brian, maybe I'll see if she can take you to school.
A little shocking.
I know. Well, that's all right. And it's the way he runs his family runs.
Angela, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How is everyone?
All right, Angela. If I'm making a decision, I really had it planned in my head that I wasn't going to go to Dean's first day of kindergarten, but now it sounds like I think I have to get out of here, but I live far away, so I'm going to have to go now, you guys. Do you think I should?
Yeah.
I think you should. I live in Crest, and I work in Charlotte, and I'm up by 5 at work by 7, and out the door by 6, and if it were my daughter, and she's only going into pre-K, I'd go. Yeah. If your daughter is going to go to kindergarten and she's scared, you've got Dean there to tell her, don't be scared. Daddy was there for my first day. He'll be there for yours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Josiah, the little 8-year-old, he's got me in heartstrings, too.
Oh, no. I literally teared up in the studio. And if you don't go after talking to him, Mainey,
we'll go for you.
I will literally push you out the door.
All right. I'm going to go.
Go.
Good.
Should I take the station vehicle and use their gas and miles?
Yes, you should.
How obnoxious would that be? Like, would that embarrass Dean if I parked that in the school parking lot?
You probably think it's cool. It's still cool that you're on the radio now. Pretty soon, when he gets older, he's going to be embarrassed of all the jokes you say.
Dad, don't talk about me.
The only downside is I can't drive crazy in that.
Oh, well, then maybe take your own car. No, take the station vehicle. That will make you drive normally.
All right.
Yes.
And by the way, you can drive crazy. I saw someone drive our station vehicle over a curb one time.
Cutting somebody off, though.
No, I'm going to
do that. I think I'll be able to get there in time. Coming back is going to be a bear.
If you see Mamie, honk at him.
Greg, by the way, who grew up with me in Jersey, who works down here in the carting business, you know, garbage business, he's like, I'm a screw up. And if I can make it, Mamie can make it.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks, Greg. All right, I'm going to go.
Good.
All right, Nicole, come in and run the board, and I'll call you guys.